Jesus dead. Now, is it connected to Genesis?
Answers with Ken Ham, founder of the popular Creation Museum near Cincinnati, Ohio.
Sadly, society's become so secularized, most people don't know the real reason why Jesus had to die 2,000 years ago. For instance, in the famous movie, The Passion of the Christ, not many people understood the scene where Christ stomped on a snake in the Garden of Gethsemane. Did they make the connection to Genesis 3:15? There it states that one day God would send a Savior to bruise or crush the head of the serpent. You see, it's a prophecy concerning the death and resurrection of Christ. Now, to fully understand the cross of Christ, we must first connect it with the sin of the first man, Adam. More pastors need to teach the importance of Genesis, so then their people would know that in Genesis chapter 3 it was foretold that one day there'd be a solution to the curse on humans when Adam sinned, and that our fellowship with our Creator would be restored. Sadly, many pastors and Christian leaders have compromised Genesis with millions of years and evolutionary ideas, and in doing so, they're actually undermining the gospel.
Ever since the Scopes trial, many pastors have chosen to compromise Genesis with all sorts of evolutionary beliefs. As we close out the week, you need to call and request a copy of our handbook on the Scopes trial, which shows how this trial had a devastating impact on society. It's yours for a donation of any size when you call toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS or on the web at answersoffer.org.